I was thinking about a story when I was a kid. This was the shit. This is how you know I'm down, dude. I'm down for my motherfucking homies. And this is how you know I'm down for my homies. Is because when I was, boy, I must have been in fifth grade. A kid came in to class. And it was a new student. We had a new student when I was in fifth grade. His name was Thomas. That's all I remember. I don't remember his last name. Didn't call himself Tom. That motherfucker's name was Thomas. And he was the kind of guy who looked like he should be graduating college. You know how sometimes the kid is just like, there's a kid in your school, in your class, and you're in fifth grade, and he just looks like one of the kid's dads. He was wiry and tall. He was this black dude, nice looking, you know, Thomas. Me, I always befriended the new people because I wanted to learn all about them. Because let's face it, the everyday bullshit was mundane as shit. So I started talking to Thomas. Thomas, turns out, had so many fucking penthouses and Playboys and shit. And I didn't know why. When I was in fifth grade, I thought, oh, this guy must just have a fucked up parents. Right? Because how does he get access to this shit? But he'd come and he'd bring the fucking pieces of the pieces of paper from penthouse. And it was the first time I ever saw, like, you know, pussies and I've seen tits before, but like I saw girls like fingering themselves and stuff. I'll never get a Disney movie. And so I saw him doing that, or I saw him giving out the things, and he gave one to me. And I was like, whoa. And I remember feeling like, wow, this looks weird, but I like it. But also it's weird because, you know, those girls, they didn't look natural. They had really big boobs and their pussies looked like fried butterflies and their hair was all teased out. Like, I never seen girls like that, you know. And this was even in New Jersey when the girls' hairs in the 80s were nuts. So teachers and shit. Anyway, I was like, whoa, man. And he was like, yeah. He's like, I got more where that came from. And I was like, really? And he was like, you want me to bring him? And I was like, yep. He's like, all you got to do is bring my, is give me your snacks tomorrow. And I was like, damn, cool. Okay. So the next day I was like, hey dad, can I get extra potato skins in my thing? We had the little Planter peanut potato skins things that we used to have. I used to eat, I don't know if they still fucking exist anymore. And I came and he gave me more nudes. And I would give him potato skins and it would go down like a fucking drug deal, dude. I just slide over the fucking things. And I need to get high. It was like this. I would slide the shit over there and he would give me the shit. Yo, it's time for me to pump up the volume. And this shit would be playing in the background. You know what I mean? And can't play it or we'll get copyright infringement. Probably already got fucked with it. But anyway, I would give him the shit and he would give me the shit. And then I'd go into the bathroom and I'd open up the magazines and I'd see it and I would see new pussies and new tits. And it was awesome, dude. And this is the time where I realized, I guess I'm straight. Didn't know about gay. But, you know, if I had, I would have been like, okay, I guess I'm straight. So I really liked it. And when I got home, I didn't want to keep it in the house, you know? Like when I watched Breaking Bad and when Walter White is putting the money in the air vent, I'm like, bro, I would have found that in 2 seconds. Well, luckily, outside of my backyard, down a little bit, there was a park. It was called Yanico Brook Park. And I went with my friend Matt Trevenin, and we took these photos of these girls' pussies and tits, and we went way back to the other end of the park, and we would bury them. We would bury these pictures of tits and pussies in baseball card collector holder things, okay? And we bury them in a can of that you would stack baseball cards in. And we put something over it so we could always go back to Yanico Brook Park and get into that fucking can and look at those tits. And I don't even know if we got boners back then, you know, but we were just like, we would just open it up like it was treasure. It felt cool, dude. And sometimes I would go over there, just rolling on my dolo. And fucking go look at fucking tits and pussies, put them back in the thing, and go back and eat dinner with my family. And nobody knew shit, dude. And it was. Evil's the mixer, I'm the rap trickster. It was dope as fuck, dude. I felt good and I felt sneaky. I felt like, you know, like I had some shit going on. Anyway, this lasted for about a week or two. And my dad said one day, "Hey, Chris, come into my office." And I said, "Okay," which was weird. He never fucking did that. I went into his office and he says, "Hey, is there a kid at school that's giving you nudes, like pictures of naked women?" And I said, "Yeah, that's the kind of guy I am. When I'm caught, I tell you what's up. That's it. I let the cards fall as they may." And he says, "Okay, what are the pictures of?" And I explained, pussies and tits and stuff, although I didn't say it like that when I was in fifth grade. I just said naked women. And he said, "Okay." He said, "I want to know what these pictures are. Can you show me?" And I said, "Okay." So I went to fucking Yenikar Brook Park and rolling on my dolo, grabbed the fucking things, went back up to the dad's office, fucking threw the pictures up on the thing. And I said, "Hey, they're like this." And he saw them and he said, "Oh, okay, cool. That's all." And I said, "Really? Am I in trouble?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Oh, okay." He said, "But you shouldn't be doing that stuff at school or whatever." And I said, "Okay, cool." And then I felt weird. I left the room. Didn't know how he knew it. And then a few days later, he said to me, I said, "How did you find out about that shit?" And he said, "You know how I found out? Another dude who lived on the opposite end of Yandikar Brook Park, who was just a shit fuck, rat fuck. You know what I mean? A shit rat fuck, like a piece of shit fuck. Like his face was, he was one of those kids who had the faces that were like, it was like pink in weird areas. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, and he was younger than me, by the way. A rat fuck younger than me in like fourth or third grade. And he had the pink, like that fucking eczema. Oh, I don't even know what the fuck it is. It's not eczema, but it's just like, it's like high C. It's like leftover high C on his fucking face. Just a dirt fuck, rat fuck. And he said, "I got a doorbell." He knocked on my, he hit the doorbell and it was him. This kid never fucking came over. And he said, "Hey, Mr. D'Elia." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I want you to know that Chris and Matt Trevenin are hiding dirty pictures outside the back of Yenikar Brook Park near my house." And my dad said, "Oh yeah?" And he said, "Yeah." And then my dad said, he looked at this rat fuck and said, "So?" And the rat fuck said, "Oh, I just thought you should know that, you know, because they're naked." And my dad said again, "So what?" And he said, "Oh, okay." And he turned around. And my dad said, "Do you know why I said that way?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Because he was trying to get you in trouble. And I didn't want to let him have the satisfaction of it. So I acted like it wasn't a big deal. So he felt stupid." And I learned that then. And that's how I know now to be down as fuck to your family. That one fucking thing that happened definitely stuck with me forever. And that rat fuck fucking fourth grader, die slow, motherfucker. My dad taught me a goddamn lesson. And then I said, "Well, why'd you want to see the pics?" He said, "Well, honestly, the only reason why I wanted to see the pics is, well, I want to make sure they were okay and just have naked women and they weren't doing like weird stuff with animals or some shit." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that makes sense." God damn, I love my dad. That's so dope. Can't wait to be on my kid's side. I mean, I am now, but like, I can't wait for that shit to happen and some shit to go down and for me to look at some other kid that's trying to rat fuck my son and have him be like, and have me be like, "So?" Man, I learned that day. That was cool. And also, it fucking turns out I like titties and pussies too, so. Anyway, I guess that's it, dude. I forgot about that story and I wanted to tell you on the podcast because I thought it was cool. But you got to be down as fuck to your family, man. You got to be down as fuck. Thanks, guys. Look, it's a little weird doing this podcast all alone, I got to be honest. I'm trying to do my shit right and be good by everyone and not be out and stay in my house alone doing this podcast and not have one fire or
Ivan gets rid of over here, so we're not coughing on each other. Who knows? But I'm doing the social distancing, and I'm taking it seriously, and you should too, man. And if you live in Florida, and if you're going to the beaches and shit, you're a straight-up piece of shit.